You're recording.
Okay. So we are going to now move down to section three, administrative review of previous actions. We'll start with number one, 1971, regards to Celeste Roy, DBM, quarterly appearance as required by consent agreement. Board may review, discuss, and take action on the information presented. Ms. Roy, if you want.
It's funny to realize you can't carry a purse anymore.
Oh, my goodness.
Put a backpack. I realized that in the store when it kept falling off my shoulder.
Goodness.
Well, thanks for being here. Ms. Solomon, you are the lead.
Yes, it's nice to see you, Dr. Roy, and clearly you had to make some extraordinary efforts to be here today. I wanted to tell you that initially, before we received your latest email, I had a list of about a half a dozen questions. That list has a red line through it because your email basically addressed everything.
Oh, good.
So I want to tell you that it is much appreciated. Although it was kind of last minute, it was very much appreciated because it answered a ton of questions.
Oh, good. And hopefully they did send you all the records from the surgical center?
Yes. Victoria has confirmed that, yes.
Okay, good.
We have all that information.
Oh, good. So, I'm glad. Because I was worried.
we've got it. We've got it. How are you doing in your recovery?
I'm surprisingly pretty good. I was having a hard time sleeping, but I'm doing pretty good now because I'm about 10 days, it's 2 weeks past. It was the 12th, so I'm doing really good. I just take ibuprofen, and I don't sleep super great, but other than that, you know, my days are occupied, so my mind is occupied. And even, you know, I worked 2 days later, so as long as I kept my mind occupied,
Wow.
Yeah, I'm just a little worried because I think that I might end up having a knee replacement anyway. But you know what? I'm going to try to be positive.
Right. You push it off for a little while.
Cross that bridge if and when you need to come to it.
Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I want to congratulate you on dealing with this challenge and complying with the BAC's recommendation of continued abstinence by declining the prescription. So
I did.
That was excellent. I did want to ask about the status. We're about due this month for another BAC quarterly report.
I think they did send it. Ross Croydon sent me an email saying that they sent it.
Yeah, there's a, oh no, it's July 14th, never mind, hold
yeah.
on.
Say the name again.
His name is Ross Croydon. And he sent me an email about 2 days ago that said that he sent you guys the, but if not, I could go home immediately and send it from me.
I'll go ahead and keep talking and I'll keep looking.
Okay, great. I'm hopeful that could be resolved. So when will you, roughly, do you have any idea what the future holds as far as when you may know whether this additional surgery is needed?
I should know. So the plan is, I'm going to Africa in January. I'll be applying for that. And if I said, you know, if I'm limping then still, then I think I'm going to have the knee replacement because I shouldn't be limping months later. And so, you know, I've been hiding a limp for about a year and a half.
Wow.
But you know, now it's very, very painful. We haven't really done anything, but you know, maybe this is just the post-operative pain. So if not, then I'll have the knee replacement,
which is, as you know, is a lot more major.
I know. Yeah. So I they would like for me to wait till I'm 55 because they say I'm too young, just because they say I'll outlive all the hardware.
Yeah.
But everybody that I talk to that's had the knee replacement said it's the best thing they've ever done. You know, after they get through the pain, then they're out of pain.
There's
and then
a lot
back.
Of rehab, I understand,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
So are you going through physical therapy
I
now?
I am, yes, twice a week.
Yep. Great. Super duper. Congrats again. You have met this challenge wonderfully.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
May I interject? Dr. Ward, I've not seen that. I do know in the past couple weeks, our fax machine has not been working. We have e-fax, but the line has not been working well, so e-fax, did it make?
I'll just, if it's okay coming from me, because he sent me the letter, I can send it, if I can.
If it's on his letterhead or his email address, that will probably be fine, right?
Okay, I'll just forward it to you guys.
Yeah, and only if we don't receive that, Victoria, if we don't receive it, then let's put something on next month's agenda, but I'm sure we will.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, I'll make sure I do that as soon as I get home. That'll be the first thing I do.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're always so good about getting us what we need, and you're so transparent.
Yes.
And we just really appreciate.
I'm glad.
I'm jealous of getting the Africa trip.
I know, your world travels, I tell you.
Okay, well, thank
you
so much. I appreciate your guys' time.
Continue your healing.
Oh, I forgot, I can't carry anything in my hands, I just realized. It's so weird not being able to carry a purse when you're used to carrying a lot of things in your hands.
You do look like you're going on a hike with your backpack.
But the cool thing is this ice thing stays cold for about 2 hours.
And those are better than crutches.
Yeah, I know, aren't they?
Yes.
Thank you.
It looks like you're about to do a downhill.
Okay, thank you guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
I'll send that to you.
Okay, moving on to item number 2, 2107, regards to Aaron Hisrich, DVM, quarterly appearance is required by consent agreement. Board may review, discuss, and take action on information presented. Please note, Ms. Frost is recused. Dr. Hisrich, thank you for being here, and Ms. Salty, you are getting the lead.
Yes, thank you. I do have a couple of questions. In reviewing and preparation for today's meeting, I noted that you had initially, your last counseling report on file with us was April of 2022, and the quarterly reporting is still required. So I understand staff, so we didn't have one for July, and we're due one also this month, and I understand staff reached out to you and you provided an update.
It was sent last night, yes.
Yeah. I want to emphasize that compliance with the consent agreement is your responsibility. So I would ask you to be maybe more mindful in monitoring the requirements.
Okay. I apologize for that. I absolutely should have had one prior to the July meeting.
Also, I wanted to note, and you may wish to clarify it with the counselor, in the April report, it said that the counseling was, the individual counseling was to continue weekly. In the letter we received yesterday, it said regular basis. So it didn't identify a different time frame for the sessions. So if your counselor is saying that has changed from weekly, she needs to let us know.
It's still on an average of a weekly basis. There are times, schedule allowing, that we'll skip 1 week and then make up for it.
Great.
Otherwise.
Okay,
yes.
Great. So it's still pretty much weekly.
Correct.
Great. Excellent. So importantly, how are you feeling?
I'm good. Overall, I'm doing well. I'm getting big and tired, but overall I'm doing really well.
Great. That's a lot on your plate, working in emergency medicine, expecting in February, I understand.
That's right, beginning of February. I'm keeping up with it pretty well so far, but I'm probably going to back down. Right now I'm doing back-to-back emergency overnights.
Wow.
So I'm probably going to maybe try to reverse that and just do one overnight and a couple of daytime shifts. But it's been really good. I'm learning so much and I really enjoyed it. But trying to be very realistic about that and not stretch myself too thin.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, you've got a lot of challenges going on. So.
It's my intention probably to work through mid-December. I have a tentative date of December 15th. And then I should be able to really take my time. I've positioned myself financially such that I'll be able to really take some time before to fulfill a last, I call it my baby bucket list, the last few things I want to do before the baby gets here, and then, you know, plan to take 4 to 6 months after.
That's great. Yeah. That's great. Does that include climbing Kilimanjaro or something?
The baby strap to
There was mention of Cambodia, but trying to ignore that.
Well, it's nice to see you.
Thank you.
You look like you're doing well. Your smile is great. So
I am. If I may, I had one question for you guys, and that's whether a date for the January meeting has been established.
It has. It's the third Wednesday of the month.
Okay. Okay. So I guess my question would be that falls within just a couple weeks of my due date. So barring any surprises, I'm happy to be here. But I didn't know if it would be better. I could certainly come back in December to make sure I'm here in person. Otherwise, I may need to come in by phone for that one appearance.
I think that's a great idea.
Whichever you prefer. Because
it's not like it's going to be, you know, over in February. You're still going to have some, you're going to need some extra time after that.
And I was going to suggest we do it by phone, because when you look at, we are at the end of October. And
great
when is,
suggestion.
I know we do different ones for, our dates are a little bit off for the holidays. So when do we meet? Because I feel like we're going to see her again.
The 14th.
Okay, so
January remotely is fine.
By phone.
That's an excellent suggestion.
By phone in January.
Thank you. Like I said, barring any surprises.
Because you're up north, aren't you?
I'm in Flagstaff.
Don't want you traveling necessarily to stuck here and going to labor.
Oh my gosh.
Especially for a first time, and you're just going
to
be
catch
has
for
to
me.
Be perfect. So.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
Do we need to, and we don't need to make any sort of motion on that since it's just by phone. Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
Great. Well, excellent. Does anybody else have any questions, comments?
Okay.
Good luck.
Thank you
very much.
Appreciate it.
Okay. And then, last but not least, number three, 1937, regards to Crystal Delano, DPM, quarterly appearances required by consent agreement. Board may review, discuss, and take action on information presented. Hello.
Hey.
And again, Ms. Solomon.
Yes, thank you. Dr. Delano, good morning.
Good morning.
I am pronouncing your last name correctly.
Yes, you are. Okay. Thank you.
I want, after all this time, I hope so.
I know.
It looks like regarding compliance with your consent agreement, it looks like everything continues to look good.
Okay.
Congratulations on your continuing successes. How are you doing?
Good. It's actually slowed down a little bit, so less stress and spending more time with my horse. I have to spend my vacation by my start date, which is November 20th, almost 4 years ago, with Dr. Holcomb. And so I'm just taking a bunch of random days off and get to spend more time with my horse, so.
Wonderful.
And get to see my family for Thanksgiving, so.
Good.
Not hosting yet, we're going down there.
That takes off a lot of stress.
Right? So, yeah, just everything's still going good, no complaints.
Wonderful. I've forgotten to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving.
No, right? It's around that corner.
Yes, yes. Well, again, congratulations on your continuing success and facing your challenges. It's been excellent.
Thanks. You guys have helped as well, so.
Good. Well, thank you again. We appreciate you taking the drive down. I'm sorry we don't have more.
How far
more questions?
There are no issues. Sorry.
How many years have we been seeing?
This case, like, now, right? Three years.
It'll be four in March.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I was like, I feel like we've known you now for a really long time.
3 years. Three out of five. Yeah. Wow.
Get there.
Yeah, 3 out of 5 years. So.
You're not rid of us quite yet.
No.
Great. Okay, well.
Thank you again.
Thank you.
Dr. Lorraine.
No problem.
Thank you. And have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You guys
safe
too.
Travel.
Thanks.
Alrighty, so we are going to go and finish off our initial investigative reviews. So we are now at number 9, 22-123 in regards to James Justice, DVM. Tracy, if you'll read us the summary.
Yes. Case 22-123, the complainant is Heather Hanks, the respondent is James Justice, DVM. On April 21st, 2022, respondent visited Maximus, a 12-year-old quarter horse gelding, and Abby, an 8-year-old quarter horse mare, for teeth floating. While respondent was floating Abby's teeth, complainant went to her residence across the street to get the horses vaccinations so she could administer them while they were sedated. During this time, respondent finished Abby and was attempting to sedate Maximus. The horse reared up and threw his head towards respondent's assistant. Respondent instinctively kicked at the horse to get him to move, but his foot did not connect with the horse. Another attempt was made to sedate the horse, and the horse reared up again and backed up the drive. At this point, complainant returned and told respondent that the horse required to be twitched in order to receive an injection. Respondent was upset and admonished complainant for not warning him ahead of time. According to complainant, her friend told respondent's assistant that the horse was fearful of injections. Respondent's assistant did not recall being advised of the horse's fears and stated that if he was told, it was a miscommunication between him and the respondent. And the committee concluded that no violation of the Veterinary Practice Act had occurred, and it was moved and seconded the board dismissed this issue with no violation. The motion was approved with a vote of 5-0.
Great, thank you, Tracy. We have no respondent, no complaint present, and Dr. Wright, you are the lead.
Yes, thank you. So after going through this, I mean, it's basically a communication issue. I mean, that's what it boils down to is this just a great fit as a client and a doctor or not? And I think there were failures of communication on all sides, but nothing that rises to a level of violation, in my opinion. So I would, this is just one of those things that happens, unfortunately. It's a more of a customer service-y type issue, but I would make a motion to dismiss this with no violation.
Second. A motion and a second to dismiss. I would just add, you know, this is a horse that is afraid of needles. It's not a tiny kitten, and you know, so that's the...
Which kittens?
Oh, well, okay then.
That was my weak
That kitten couldn't kill you.
True.
The horse,
yeah,
I mean...
Yeah, horse, yeah, that's even the kicking, I'm like, I don't have a problem with that, because yeah, he's not kicking a puppy.
Right.
So,
well, and it's
reflex. It didn't connect either. Exactly.
I mean, when you're almost, when something, yeah, even if it doesn't touch you, if it almost does, I mean, yeah, there's a reflex.
I love watching the videos of people getting scared online. I mean, just seeing what people do when they're just startled. I agree. It's reflex. Nothing incorrect there. He didn't connect. He didn't
hurt.
Large
animal that could, yeah.
Yep.
Potentially
animals
do.
You're just like my 12-year-old. You watch videos of people being scared online.
I need a hobby. It is hilarious.
Well, if there's no further discussion, we have a motion and a second to dismiss case 22-123. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Case 22-123 is dismissed. Okay, last one is 23-31 in regards to Born and Lamb and DVM. Tracy, can you read us the summary on that?
Sure. This is a straight-to-board case, so this did not go in front of the investigative committee. Case 2331 at the September 28, 2022 Arizona State Veterinary Medical Examining Board meeting. The board opened an investigation with respect to respondents' noncompliance with the consent agreement for case 2213. The civil penalty submitted was beyond the date required and an incorrect form of payment as outlined in the consent agreement.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Stoll, it looks like you are here to read a statement on that one.
Yeah, just briefly, I hope that you've all had a chance to read Dr. Landon's statement, because I think it addressed the issue here. And she promptly, this is not, doesn't relate to any medical issue or any care of any animal or pet. It's compliance with a consent agreement that she entered into. She apparently sent a payment in June, didn't get confirmation that it had been cleared, and then she delivered a payment in the incorrect form. I've been doing this for 25 years. I've never had this issue come up. I typically don't get involved in compliance issues. I'll send a letter saying, here's the letter, here's what your order, here's what you need to do. I accept some responsibility in going forward. I will put in fold the form of payment that needs to be made so that this doesn't hopefully happen in the future. But I do want you all to be aware that when Victoria emailed me on a Sunday, she was working on a Sunday, I got a letter from her saying, here's a letter that we're going to send to Dr. Landon about the incorrect form of payment. I immediately forwarded that to Dr. Landon. She delivered a cashier's check for the payment before she even received the letter from Victoria that she had sent. So I apologize to the board for this oversight that's been corrected, and no further action is necessary. Thanks.
Thank you. Mr. Loki, you are the lead on this.
Well, we kind of hashed this out quite a bit last meeting when we decided to open this case. So I'm going to keep this fairly short. I'm going to move we dismiss with a letter of concern for one. Yes, there's a claim an on-time payment attempt was made and we didn't get it, but it's unsupported because, and there should be a receipt of something, whether it's the cashier's check, whatever. There should have been something to say, hey, here, look, I did send it, I'm sorry it didn't get there. And then, and also mentioned in that letter of concern that staff is not responsible for sending out reminders.
Yeah.
I mean, look, it's, the consent agreement is what it is, and it's up to the respondent or the person who's entering into that consent agreement to keep up with that, not staff to remind them and hound them that this is late or this is coming up. That's not their duty.
Right.
So
agreed.
That's my motion.
Okay.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. So you can close this case out now. Okay. No further discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Motion carries.
Thank you,
Mr. Stoll.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See you next time.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Thank you.
Happy Halloween.
All right.
Halloween's in there on Monday.
It's even November.
I know.
All right.
Someone posted a picture of like a
baby.
Baby.
I was like, oh God, there's already an ornament.
It's not like anyone
knew
the decorations.
All right. Folks. Well, we are continuing on. Number three, administrative review of previous actions. We are at number four, 2217, regards to John Oaklinger, DBM. Board may review, discuss, and take action on completion of continuing education as required by consent agreement and overall compliance.
So this is making a motion to accept and move the license back to active status. So I make a motion to accept the certificate of completion for Dr. Oplinger and move the license back to active status.
Second.
Motion and a second to return Dr. Oplinger's license to active status. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries. Next is 21-123, regards to Edwin Kiesel, DBM. Board may review, discuss, and take action on practice monitor report and update on progress toward closing his practice. Ms. Solomon, you are the lead on this item.
Yes, thank you. Dr. Kiesel sent us a 10-3 update on the status of the termination of his practice, which ends the end of this month. The only question I had was, he references a Dr. Kelly, and I went back to try and find a first name, because when I looked at our directory, I saw that we have six Dr. Kellys. So do we know which Dr. Kelly this is?
We do. That's actually the name of their practice, is Dr. Kelly's Global Surgical.
And which Dr. Kelly is this?
I don't remember off the top of my head what her first name is. It's a female.
Okay, so we do know who it is.
If you open the details, it'll show who they work for. So it should show that Dr. Kelly's mobile or whatever, right?
It doesn't exist yet.
The mobile does, yeah.
Yeah, well, I didn't connect. I saw that, but I didn't connect the mobile to
there's several mobile units.
When you view the details, I mean, you have to open each of the six, but
brick and mortar.
You should find it.
Also.
Yeah.
It's an established.
Yeah, I didn't see anything in the license directory that connected a Dr. Kelly to this new premises.
So there wouldn't be yet. There wouldn't be yet because they haven't turned in a new application yet. If I could share that I did check Dr. Kiesel's premises website yesterday, and there is a pop-up that says, as of October 31st, this practice is going to be closing, and Dr. Kelly's will be opening soon.
And who's doing medical records in the interim?
There's two.
I did speak to Dr. Kelly's husband, and they're taking
the responsibility for the records.
So presumably.
Prior to them opening.
Yes.
It's Dr. Kelly Patrick.
Thank you.
Dr. what?
Dr. Kelly Patrickwin is her name.
Some Kelly is her first name. I forgot.
P-A-T-R-I-Q-U-I-N.
So you couldn't look it up.
Okay, so do you have any discussion on the practice monitor report, or? I mean, at this juncture.
Everything's proceeding.
Yes.
And it should,
yes.
so we don't need to do anything.
Correct. No, I don't think the board needs to take any action.
Okay.
And do we know what, I mean, this gets rid of his practice, but he's not planning to go do relief somewhere else?
Yeah.
We know that for sure.
I thought he wasn't going to renew his license.
Yeah.
That part of the deal?
Right.
He's not renewing
it. At the end of the year.
Yeah. When it expires.
So he could.
No.
Until
it. Yeah, it is.
No.
Until it expires.
He's actually stepping out of his practice.
Yeah.
Months before that we expected him to.
Yeah.
So he doesn't have to not renew until 2024. But
he's still licensed.
We can look back on his last correspondence, and it's possibly it may have addressed what his plans are. I think just anecdotally, I'm not sure who told me that he doesn't plan to do anything else. It might have been written or somebody he sent.
Because I think he told us a long time ago the reason he still had the practice is he couldn't sell it.
Couldn't get rid of it, right.
So.
Right. But as far as his license to practice, it doesn't expire until 2024.
Correct.
Well, it'll expire at the end of this year, but he's allowed to renew it this year until 2024.
Until.
So he can renew it one last time.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, it is a concern because we've been in that situation before where it's like, they'll do that and just retire, and they don't, and then they're back in front of us revoking the license. So it is a consideration. So it may be worth commenting next time we make communication to ensure, hey, you're not planning on doing anything else for the rest of those 2 years, right?
Maybe put it on the alert for us to check whether he renews or not.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah, true.
Because it may not be something we need to address.
True. I know it's definitely a thought because we've been in that situation.
I'd give him the benefit of the doubt and mark on the calendar next February 1st as a book. See if he renewed. I don't think he's going to.
Okay, so we're good to go on that item.
Ms. Kringer, can I interrupt? Sure. I'm just looking back on the requirements of his consent agreement, which says that he agrees he will discontinue providing veterinary medical services in Arizona after the termination of the practice.
Oh, okay.
Great.
So that is
good. Thank you, Victoria.
That makes me feel better.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Next up is 2257, regards to Ryan Bunchy, DVM. Board may review, discuss, and take action on continuing education plans submitted in compliance with board order.
I think it's Bunce.
Bunce, okay.
His choice of CE is very appropriate, so I would make a motion that we approve his CE plan.
Second.
Motion and a second to approve Dr. Bunce's CE plan. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. 2261, regards to Matthew Reed, DVM, board may review, discuss, and take action on continuing education plans submitted in compliance with board order. I hope that it looks good. He was eager to complete.
Let's all move. We accept his CE plan.
Second.
Okay. Motion and a second to accept Dr. Reed's CE plan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 2258, regards to Kenneth Halbach. DVM, board may review, discuss, and take action on continuing education plan submitted in compliance with board order.
Yeah, I looked through this and this looks appropriate, so I would make a motion to accept the plan.
Second.
Motion and a second to accept Dr. Halbach's plan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Number nine, 2273, regards to John Montana, DVM. Board may review, discuss, and take action on continuing education plan submitted in compliance with board order.
I'm going to re-accept this continuing education plan.
Second.
Motion and a second to accept Dr. Montana's CE plan. Further discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Okay, now we are at 2242 in regards to Simon Escalada, DVM. Board may review, discuss, and take action on continuing education plan submitted in compliance with board order. Mr. Lohe, you get the honor.
I am going to make a motion we accept the medical records portion he has submitted. And then we need to figure out if we're going to treat this like another Dr. Pistol kind of situation and see if we have to have a competency.
It took me 5 minutes to find, as a layperson, to find a dispensing medications, veterinary medications, an update for veterinary professionals on the AAVSB website.
Well, and
yeah.
Dispensing isn't in the words of the consent agreement. It just says prescription medications.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, that is disturbing. So I think we need to do whatever we need to do to pursue that medical competency evaluation for Dr. Escalali.
For Dr.
Yeah, I was gonna say, because we did, open Dr. Kiesel went along with when we were doing the consent agreement, right? So this one would be
opening a new case.
We could open it.
We gave him an extra 30.
Yeah.
We can give him 15 days for the second half and see what he does, or and then do it next month, or we can do it right now, open a case and say, look, you need to be evaluated and provide us that kind of information.
And the reason for the evaluation is because he isn't responding with what we need. Or back to the original case, in which case we may have done
it then. It also goes back to the original case, or when, maybe we should have.
That's what I'm saying.
Because he was prescribing to his wife.
Right.
So,
and said he didn't know.
And basically, he tells us in this latest, the only reason he's there is because there's only two veterinarians in Nogales. Otherwise, he's been retired and left by now, right? I mean, he is that age and survived a couple of liver transplants, and he's lucky to be alive. So,
Madam Chair, Mr. Lilly, I did, based on the board's direction, I did call him after the last meeting and spoke with him. He sounded fine. He just repeated what he's told the board, which is they're just, you know, overworked. He's the only person there, and he's not computer literate, and he claims that there's no one else there who can help him search on the computer.
There's a local library or something.
So.
Always.
Yeah, I said there's no one.
Except the libraries aren't, hours aren't open when he's closed.
No.
So do we need to handle the two items separately, though, as far as accepting or not accepting a CE plan?
We can let him do the education, the medical records part. Right. We can vote to approve that. He can get started on that, and maybe that helps his computer literacy a little bit, and help him find the other one easier.
How much time do we give him on
that? I wouldn't give him, we gave him 30, I would cut it in half, give him 15 days. We got 15 days to find the other two.
I think that's probably the best option.
And we'll give Victoria authorization to say, yes, this meets the criteria.
Okay.
so we don't have to wait till our next board meeting. And if that isn't done at the next board meeting, we got to take the next step, regardless of how many veterinarians are in Nogales.
And I think that's the best option, because again, it's giving him one more chance, which helps if something were to happen to go to the legal level, saying, hey, we tried to work with this, it's not unreasonable, it's like we extended again, and yes. Still didn't do it. So I think that's the best idea, I agree. I don't know if I
said
that or not.
So, okay, so
did you make a motion?
Madam Chair, I would ask the first vote on the motion I've made to accept the units for the medical exam.
Okay.
Plan, the CE plan for the medical records.
Okay. So a motion and a second to accept part of the CE plan. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
Just all to clarify, did that identify the CE units?
The medical records.
For the medical records?
The medical records. He did put those
for
in.
For Michigan State? I read the whole thing for Michigan State. I was looking for the...
Oh, just a verbal to read into the record?
The number of CE units.
It was three.
Our requirement was three, yeah. But are these courses, do the courses meet that requirement is my question.
This is at 6 hours.
Yeah. Six? Okay. Because I scanned through it, couldn't see CE hours. Okay.
So then my next motion will be to give Dr. Escalada a 15-day extension to come up with a plan for the remainder of the CE on prescription medications. Authorize executive director to okay that plan if it meets the criteria. And if that is not done within 15 days, we will open a case at the next board meeting.
Put it on the agenda.
Put it on the agenda for the next board meeting.
Do you need to state it's for non-compliance, Mark?
Yeah, we'll work.
Yeah, okay. Not yet.
It needs to go on the agenda, thank you.
So I'll second that and just hope that we can somehow emphasize you might want to get this done.
Yeah.
We've been pretty nice to you here, so you might want to get it done this time because we're going to have issues.
Okay. Got a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Yes, Victoria.
His sister Tia should get on his ass.
This may be a question for Mark or the board. So he did complete, as you know, a course for dispensing medications that he's hoping that you'll accept. So should the board formally deny this as
because it was done before
acceptable
he,
towards the agreement.
Yeah, but for consistency's sake, I would make a motion to decline that.
Yeah.
Because he didn't get our approval first.
Correct. Yeah. And that's what historically all we do.
Yeah.
So we do
that.
Okay.
It's just in case.
But now he can use that for his renewal.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
What?
See, we're nice.
Wait. You want him to renew?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
That's where I'm going with this.
Well, we'll need a vote. First motion and second.
Okay.
Do we get a second?
I'll take a second.
Okay, so this is for the denial of the, okay. Mm-hmm. So we have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you.
Motion carries. Thank you, Mark. Okay, now we are at 2276, regards to Jeremy Shapiro, DVM. Board may review, discuss, and take action on continuing education plan submitted in compliance with board order.
The subject is appropriate. I just wanted to ask a question. Is the description adequate? Because all we have is a table of contents. Is that sufficient, or do we need more? For those of you who have done more of these. All we have is just the
table of contents.
It's not even the presenter or anything on here.
Is it race approved?
Right.
So, yeah,
it's Patterson Veterinary University approved.
It does.
I mean, if it's race approved, then they would have already looked at it.
I don't see where it notes that it is, but let me check again.
Yeah, but it doesn't even say a provider or anything, so.
Nope, it doesn't say that it's
race. I mean, I have inside info on that one, but. So I would say my experience is that it's common that the description that's actually available to them is very brief. So I think we've seen that you all approve like one sentence descriptions before.
Yeah, but the subject
is certainly appropriate. That's all there is available. But if it's race approved, it certainly gives the bonus that someone else has looked at it.
Okay. So I would make a motion that we accept the plan.
Okay, a motion.
A second.
And a second to accept Dr. Shapiro's CE plan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. 2280 regards to James Crawford, DVM. Board may review, discuss, and take action on continuing education plan submitted in compliance with board order. This is also on supplement one.
Yeah, just to review briefly, this was diagnosed as a cranial cruciate rupture. Turned out to be a neoplasia of the bone. And so when I proposed the order, I asked for bone disease, and all we have is cruciate addressed, which are fine, the diagnosis of cruciate, but we don't have anything in there that actually discusses diseases of the bone opposed to orthopedic conditions. So I was wondering if we could direct staff to ask for at least one of these hours to be an actual bone disease as opposed to just the orthopedic part of it. Is that possible? Can we do that?
If you don't get it, it's bone disease, then you certainly can't.
Cruciate
disease is not bone disease.
Right.
Post nap.
Yeah. Right.
It's a layer.
Exactly. It may be a hard one to find. I think it'd be a sub, but I mean, I agree with you. I think at least go look for it. Yeah. It may be a little bit of a difficult thing to find, like bone disease type thing. But yeah, because I'm trying to think of like courses. Have I done like osteosarcoma courses? I'm pretty sure I have.
Or even radiographs on, it should be approached from the radiographer. That's good. So it may be like a conference-based thing, honestly.
It may be harder to find something outside of a conference, but I agree. I'd at least take another look for something.
Yeah, at least 1 hour.
Yeah. I agree.
Okay, so
is she going to do the whole thing? I mean, because is this related to what we wanted at all?
Yeah, because there was a misdiagnosis of cruciate disease, so these cover that.
Okay.
So.
Okay, so we're just going to have him go back to the drawing board, or are we going to approve?
Another 30 days.
Okay. Yeah,
another 30 days to find something appropriate that addresses bone disease.
Mark, is that something we have to vote on, or is that? Okay.
But we're approving the ones he submitted.
But we're just
He could pick any of the three of these would be fine. So
we need to clarify though that we're approving these.
Three of the,
but
we're not
asking
adding.
You to find one that goes to bone disease.
Right. We're not actually asking him to add another hour.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Right.
So
we're approving any three of the four.
Yeah. That's the way I said it.
As stated then, discussion. Okay, so all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?